Theresienstadt poem. Theresienstadt was concentration camp, Czechoslovakia, near Terezin, to which, for some reason or other, the Germans sent children mostly, young children. And it was a stopover. Children went on their way to Auschwitz and other extermination camps in Poland. And there's a book has been published called I Never Saw Another Butterfly. It was a tragic book, a terrible book. It's full of poems and drawings by these children. A few grown-ups in the camp to keep up morale held classes secretly, classes in poetry and drawing, painting. And in 1944, at the approach of the Western armies, the Germans slaughtered many thousands of children, 15,000 children. And among them was a girl named Nelly Silvinova, who has a watercolor in this book. In your watercolor, Nelly Silvinova, your heart on fire on the gray cover of a sketchbook, is a dying sun or a flower, the youngest of the summer. The sun itself, the grizzled head of a flower, throbbing in the cold dusk of your last day on earth. There are no thorns to be seen, but the color says thorns. And much else that is not visible, it says also. A livid wound at the horizon. It says Poland and winter. It says painful Terezin. It says Sylvain 6-25-6-1944. And somehow, above the light body on its bed of coals, it says spring. From the crest of the street, it says, you can see the fields, brown and green, and beyond them, the dark blue line of woods, and beyond that, smoke. Is that the smoke of Praha? And it says blood, every kind of blood, blood of Jews, German blood, blood of Bohemia and Moravia running in the gutters, blood of children. It says free at last. Sylvain 6, 1944. The mouth of the womb, it says, the penis of the commandant, the enraged color, the whipstock, the gun butt, it says, it says, it says. Petrified God, God that gave up the ghost at Terezin, what does it say but itself? 13 years of life, and your heart on fire, Nelly Silvinova.